So in the 30s, we have the Dust Bowl and the Depression. Mm-hmm. Dust Bowl, the drought came in three waves, 1934, 1936, 39 to 40. Mm-hmm. You were 10, 11 years old mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. But living in Tulsa, weren't you?
Yes.
So you didn't really experience the dust so much, did you, of the Dust Bowl?
Correct. We had a dust storm, but nothing like out west.
Right.
We were not affected by it. But we were affected by the lack of rain, because when we'd put in our gardens and we'd have to water our gardens just to get our beans to grow, our tomatoes to grow, so we'd have to water everything. And at night it was so hot during those summers that we'd move outside and sleep outside in those summer evenings. So we experienced the heat and the drought of the 30s.
Did you set up fans, or did you have fans or anything?
Well, we didn't have fans, but my dad bought an electric fan, an Emerson. And in the evening then, we'd set up the fan in the living room. It was a rotating fan, and we'd sit around in the living room and have that fan rotate around and hit us during the evening.
And it felt so good.
Felt so good. That was our air conditioning.
Yes, yeah. But then at the time in that period, the stock market crash, October 29th, 1929, Black
right.
Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
which affected Tulsa. It affected the world, not just the United States.
Right.
So what are your memories of that time, and how did it affect your family?
Well, my dad was a jeweler. People didn't buy jewelry. So you can imagine how his job was affected. So he had to move around and get various jobs, sometimes part-time jobs from time to time. And things were going so badly. Of course, we were poor, but everybody was poor. It was depression. We didn't feel poor because everybody was the same. And many of us struggled. Some depended upon the WPA and other CCC and other programs, but my dad was too proud, so he just took it upon himself to provide for his family the best he could. My mom and dad worked night and day, and we kids helped. And during that period, we lived in a little one-bedroom house in Kansas City at that time, in the early part of the Depression. And Dad, how he managed it, I don't know, working part-time and so forth, he managed to get some materials, and he built on three rooms on the back of that little one-bedroom house. And as a kid, I was at that time probably 7 or 8, I would mix concrete in a wheelbarrow, mix concrete, mud for him, to put the masonry for him to build his rock wall for the foundation, and then he built on that foundation the rest of those little three rooms with my uncle helping him. And he did that through the summer. I think that summer would have been the summer of 36 in the depth of the Depression. And again, Dad could work when he could find work part-time. And we would...
But you said he was a jeweler. Did
he was a jeweler.
But did he find any other jobs beyond no. being a jeweler?
No. The only other job he did was as a carpenter, adding on three rooms to the back of his house.
But he was able to find work as a jeweler.
Occasionally. Uh-huh. Part-time, usually. He found work as a jeweler and engraver. And he struggled, and my mom struggled. They struggled, and we did everything. I remember my dad worked, setting up nights working when he had work sometimes at home to do. And I would help him because he was very innovative. Because of the Depression, he invented something. He invented something, and I'll show them to you later if you have time. He invented photo trophies. Out of walnut, he made a trophy, and on the trophy he would mount a figure of a sports figure and put a plate on it for engraving, and he sold these trophies to different... Lone Camel was a company there in Kansas City that bought those trophies and sold them to schools. These trophies were given to schools for sports contests. And he made those trophies, sold them to Lowe and Campbell, and I can show you the circulars on those if you have time. And that's how he supported himself, in addition to the part-time jewelry engraving work that he could get. So I remember working with my dad, sitting up nights, sanding those walnut pieces of the trophies, and then he would assemble them, finish them with lacquer, assemble them, and finish them. And it was a photo trophy with the top of area for the photo to go into the top of the trophy of the winning team. And that's how we made it through the Depression.
Your father was very innovative.
He was very innovative.
So did you ever think that you went wanting for food? Did you ever
Never.
Go to bed hungry? Or
Never. Never.
Because he worked so hard.
But we worked together as a family. We all four worked together. We didn't have time to do anything except work and provide for what we had. But we never suffered because my dad always worked.
Yeah.
Night and day.
Yes. But you worked for your dad? Did you work selling magazines or anything like that? Or?
Yeah. How'd you know about that?
I don't know.
You knew. This was in Humansville. In Humansville, I was in first, second, and third grade there. From the big town of Springfield, the Saturday Evening Post dealer would bring magazines up to me there in Humansville, about probably 15 or 20, and I sold Saturday Evening Post for a nickel, and for each one I sold, I earned a penny, and I would sell three or four or five maybe every Saturday. He'd bring them up on Friday, and I'd sell them Friday and Saturday in downtown Humansville. People didn't have much money then. We did a lot of bartering there. My dad, in his little jewelry shop there, it was about 6 feet wide and about 12 feet deep on Main Street. He didn't sell much of anything, but he did watch repairs, clock repairs, and once in a while he'd sell a dollar watch. We had dollar watches. Ingram dollar watches, and he'd sell maybe a watch strap. They were pocket watches back then. Everything was pocket watches. He'd sell a leather weaved lanyard that people used to hook onto their overalls and drop into their pocket. Sold those for about a dollar. So his big sales were usually about a dollar. And once in a while, he would get a sale of a little more than that, but he had no real inventory. And most of his work was repair work, and he would barter. Like someone would bring in a ham, we'd sell. Dad would give him a clock repair job for a ham, trade for ham. A lot was barter back then because nobody had any money. The little bank across the street closed shortly after we moved there, and nobody got anything out of it. I think Dad had $250 in the bank, and he never got it back because the bank never reopened.
Hmm.
Banks closed all around the country. Yeah. The little banks never reopened, but some of the bigger banks, of course, reopened later.
That was a
bank holiday, and I think it was 33, wasn't it? Do you remember?
I think so. But that was a lot of money, $250.
It was a lot of money. It was my dad's lifetime fortune. That's all he had. And so things were tough for those 3 years.
But he was fortunate to have a craft, wasn't it?
He was fortunate to be a craftsman.
Right.